This next story takes us to a place where people have been going for 70 years to sing Southern Gospel. It's a familiar place to Inside Appalachia Folkways reporter Zach Harold. Zach has been attending and singing at the West Virginia Mountain State Gospel Singing Convention in Mount Nebo, West Virginia, since he was a kid. He went back this summer to reconnect with some of the singers and see what's changed. Here's what he found during his return.
Oh, they tell me that his smile on his children there.
There's a place in southern West Virginia that many consider holy ground. For nearly 70 years, gospel music fans have gathered on a mountaintop just south of Summersville Lake for weekend concerts featuring singers from all over West Virginia and its surrounding states. This is the annual West Virginia Mountain State Southern Gospel Convention. It doesn't take long before you realize the people who come here feel a deep connection with Southern gospel music.
It's the old-fashioned way of worship. It tells of happenings. It tells of trials, troubles. It tells of wonderful things that happen. It's just more down-to-earth, more earthy than a lot of your music.
Well, it's the only kind that, in my opinion, that can get in your soul. It moves you.
That's Pat Coberly, the convention's second vice president, and Jim O'Dell, a singer who's been coming to the convention for years. There's also a deep love for the land here. The camp is located in Mount Nebo, which takes its name from the Old Testament mountain where God gave Moses a peek at the Promised Land. In the same way, longtime attendees see these 48 acres as a little piece of heaven. The convention's first vice president, Jim Nelson, explains.
It is a home. And it's not like next weekend there'll be football there, and the following weekend maybe basketball or a country music concert or something like that. This is dedicated to gospel music and to the Lord. And in fact, we call the shelter where the sing is a tabernacle and treat it as such, set aside for singing and fellowship and just praising the Lord.
Southern gospel musicians and fans make their way into the tabernacle on a rainy summer night. Singers trickle into the green room behind the stage, taking their place in a row of old wooden theater seats, each with a number on the back. Those numbers are important because that's how singers decide the order in which they'll sing. O'Dell told me how it works.
I mean, you want to go first, you're in number one chair. You want to go fourth, you're in number four chair. I picked number four because Terry said, I can't get there by seven. Don't book us first.
O'Dell has performed at Mount Nebo with several different groups, but for the last 3 years, he's been singing with a trio called Saved by Grace.
It's a good atmosphere, and the people are so nice over here, and it's just a wonderful place to sing and fellowship.
Fellowship, that's a word you hear a lot around here. Although the convention is strictly for Christian music, it's independent of any church organization. For longtime convention attendee Linda Fitzwater, who lives about 25 miles away in Denise, West Virginia, that independence is one of her favorite parts.
There's no denominations here. I mean, there's no Methodist, there's no Baptist, there's no Pentecostal. Everybody has just worshiped the Lord as one, which is the way it should be.
They worship together. And as Pat Coberly tells me, they work together.
We dress up and have the sings. But any other time, we are raking leaves, mowing grass, cleaning bathrooms, hauling rocks, raking, you know, all that. It takes it all to keep it going. And it's all volunteer. We're totally volunteer work. Nobody gets paid for anything except for the Lord and the blessings from the Lord.
Most things at the convention are free, except for the food at the concession stand and the souvenirs at the bookstore. No one has to pay admission. There's no fee to park. The convention doesn't even charge campers to hook up to the electricity, water, and sewer offered in the campground. Coberly says that's because the convention serves a higher purpose.
This is God's. This is not ours. We're just workers for Him. This belongs to Him, and we're here to spread His word through gospel music.
Notice what she said there? Not Christian music. Gospel music. There is a difference.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
Most of the Christian music you hear on the radio is known in the music industry as contemporary Christian music. This style has been around since the 1960s, when artists started mixing the sounds of pop and rock music with religious lyrics. But the West Virginia Mountain State Southern Gospel Convention was built on a completely different and older genre of sacred music known as Southern Gospel.
I remember the
You can trace the roots of the style to one songbook published in the year 1900 in the tiny town of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. It was called Gospel Chimes, and it was the creation of singing instructor James D. Vaughn. The book contains songs by Vaughn and other Christian songwriters of the day, arranged in four-part harmony. After it was published, Vaughn sent out quartets to perform concerts featuring the bouncy tunes from the songbook.
Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy over there, over there. And we'll be happy over there.
As his company grew, Vaughn published additional songbooks and started additional quartets. It wasn't long before other publishers got in on the act, which inspired other quartets to head out on the road and churches to organize singing conventions where different congregations would come together and sing their favorite songs. That's how the West Virginia Mountain State Southern Gospel Convention got its start in 1949. Held at the Nazarene Church Camp just outside Summersville, it was supposed to be a one-off thing. But the sing was such a success that organizers decided, right there by the camp's split rail fence, to make the convention an annual occurrence. It eventually outgrew the Nazarene Church Camp and bounced between a few locations before the convention purchased 48 acres of land in Mount Nebo. Over the years, the event shifted away from congregational singing to focus more on performances by Southern Gospel quartets. And that's when the crowds really started flocking to the tabernacle. Back at the sing, Linda Fitzwater, now 77, says she started coming to Mount Nebo when she was just about 16 years old.
I can remember when I was a teenager that these fields up here where they park the cars would be full. When we had rains like we've had today, the farmers would bring their tractors out and pull the cars out. They would be thousands, not hundreds, thousands of people here.
The 1970s is when the convention really seemed to hit its stride. Singer Eddie Withrow remembers one night when prominent Southern Gospel songwriter Conrad Cook wasn't quite finished when the convention was over.
It was about 2:30 in the morning, and the singing had just stopped here in the tabernacle. And he said, if I had a piano, I said, baby, we'd sing. We pulled the piano off our bus and set up a little sound system. We got right out there, and there must have been probably 150, 200 people out there round in a circle in their lawn chairs.
Attendance at the convention remained strong throughout the 80s and 90s. That's when I first started going.
I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on the morning train. Evening train may be too late. I'm going home on the morning train.
Yep, that's me, singing off key and thrashing on a mandolin that was just a little bit too big for my 5-year-old frame. I remember stepping on stage with my family's Southern Gospel group, the Bobby Adkins family, and looking out over what seemed like an endless sea of people. But things started to change. Radio shifted away from Southern Gospel music, as did some churches. Older fans started dying off. In the 1990s, average attendance was around 15,000 people between all three sings. By the year 2000, that figure had dropped to about 10,000 people, and it's continued to decline. Each sing now draws just a few hundred people. I hadn't been to Mount Nebo in years, but on the night I was there, there were almost as many singers waiting in the back as there were audience members to hear them. But the people running the convention aren't content to let their tradition die on the vine. Larry Neff was elected convention president last year. He has some ideas about how to get Mount Nebo thriving again. The organization held its first ever bluegrass gospel sing in May 2019, which attracted a modest but promising turnout. They're also upgrading the campgrounds in hopes of attracting more campers. These steps appear to be working. Neff says he noticed a slight increase in attendance in 2019. But he knows that the long-term future of the convention is up to young people.
If you don't have young people to come up and carry it on, like now the most of us are over 50, you've got to get young people interested in something if you want to see it grow and keep on growing.
Neff acknowledges that getting young people involved will probably require incorporating more of the modern Christian music that they enjoy, but he hopes to find a way to do that while staying true to the convention's roots.
I believe we're going to have to get contemporary music in here, bluegrass gospel, and still keep it the old-fashioned way. You know, somehow we're going to have to mix those three together.
In the meantime, the folks on Mount Nebo are doing their best to make it through. On the night I was there, Nelson took the stage to explain some recent bad news the board received.
We found out that our insurance that we have been carrying has been very lacking in the amount of coverage we need to have. So to bring our insurance up to date, an increase of about $3,000. So we've got to cough up some money.
So what did the organizers do? What they've always done. Nelson asked Withrow to say an offertory prayer. Then, as the offering plates are making their rounds, the crowd joins together in an old familiar song.
When we've been there 10,000 years from shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
And all of God's people said, amen.
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Zach Harold in Mount Nebo, West Virginia.
That story is part of our Folkways reporting project. Find more stories of Appalachian folklife, arts, and culture at wvpublic.org/insideappalachia.